This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1987.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our son. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, what do you know? Another whole week has gone by, and it's time for our visit together. I hope you're happy about it, for we sure are. We have some good songs ready for you today, including one by a 2.5-year-old visitor in Company Corner. We'll try to fit in a quickie quiz from the Bible and then wind up with a story. Oh, boy, I think you kids will really like this one. It's called Unpredictable Parents. Do you know what that word unpredictable means? Well, let's just see what old Mr. Webster has to say, okay? Let's see. It says here, unpredictable. Not predictable. Thanks, Mr. Webster. That's a big help. Guess we'll have to look up the word predictable. Let's see. It says, able to declare in advance. Well, that doesn't really help too much either, Mr. Webster. Let's just say an unpredictable person is one who, well, you just don't know what they're going to do next. And that's what our story is about, unpredictable parents. Well, one thing I can predict, the cousins are going to start our singing for us. Quite often we sing old tunes with new words, and that's what the cousins are going to start out with today. They'll sing the B-I-B-L-E and then some other words to that tune.
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. My J-E-S-U-S, yes, he's the one who's best.
Cousins, guess what? Let's not get in a rut, okay? The only difference between a rut and a grave, someone once said, is the length. You just sang words to the tune of B-I-B-L-E. So before we go on to your other opening song, let's stop right here and now for a quickie quiz. Do you guys still remember the quickie quiz tune we used to use to introduce the quiz? See if you do, all right?
It's a quickie, it's a quickie, it's a quickie, quickie quiz. Boys against the girls, and we're all in a whirl. It's a quickie, quickie quiz.
See if you can answer the questions before the boys and girls in our studio. We'll give the first question to the boys. Now, all the answers are numbers, so you can even guess if you want to. All right, the first one to the boys. How many days was Jesus tempted in the wilderness? Todd?
40.
40 days, right. Girls, how many windows were built into the ark? Pam?
One.
One, right. Okay. Boys, this is your question. How many pillars did Samson pull down in the Temple of Dagon? Josh?
Two.
Two, right. He wrapped his arm around one and his other arm around another, and down went the temple. All right, girls, how many Philistines did Samson slay with the jawbone of a donkey? Do you know the answer to that one? How many Philistines did he slay with that jawbone? Do you know? Do you strong boys know? Lisa, you said you thought you knew. Over here, the girls. I didn't see your hand.
1,000.
How many?
1,000.
1,000, that's right. Just in the nick of time. All right. Boys, this is yours. How many chapters are found in the book of Psalms? How many chapters in the book of Psalms? Dave?
150.
Right, 150. All right, girls, back to you. How many men came to comfort and advise poor Job? as he sat in the ash heap. Dawn?
Three.
Three? No, not quite. Josh?
Four.
Four, right. Remember, there was a fourth one that came along a little bit later. All right, boys, this is your question. How many people were in the ark? Dan?
Nine.
Nine, wrong. Girls, do you know? Pam?
Eight.
Eight is the correct answer. All right, girls, this is the last question. Get it right, you're going to tie. Miss it, and the boys win. All right, how many chapters are found in the little book of Obadiah? Leanne?
Two.
Wrong. Boys, do you know? Dave?
One.
One is correct. So the boys come up with an answer, and they have five. The girls have three, so the boys win today.
Yay!
Okay, now that we have that taken care of, cousins, let's hear your other opening song. New words to an old tune. The tune, Oh, Be Careful, Little Eyes. And the words are so good, for they tell us what happens when we pray.
Sometimes God answers
yes
when I pray. Sometimes God answers
yes
when I pray. I can trust Him with my life without fear and without strife. Sometimes God answers
yes
when I pray. Sometimes God answers
wait
when I pray. Sometimes God answers
wait
when I pray. For His timing is alright, either day or in the night. When I pray, sometimes God answers
no.
When I pray, sometimes God answers
no.
When I pray, just because He loves me so, He wants the best, you know. Sometimes God answers
no.
When I pray.
Moving right along with our music, let's hear from 5-year-old Carl, who says he's a soldier of the Lord.
Would live for God and be His soldier strong, then put His armor on. Wear truth for a belt and more faith for a shield. For shoes, be ready to tell the good news. Wear salvation as a helmet, use God's word as a sword. Then you'll be a soldier of the Lord. Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see His banners go. Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Another 5-year-old we enjoy hearing from is Melissa, and she has a cute song ready, all about something her mommy told her.
Great.
It's hard to believe that 11-year-old Mary Beth has been singing and saying verses on our program for longer than Melissa has been alive. Mary has some good verses, and then a song that tells us we should live with eternity's values in view.
1 Thessalonians 5:14 through 18. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. With eternity's values in view, Lord, with eternity's values in view, may I do each day's work for Jesus. With eternity's values in view, with eternity's values in view, Lord, with eternity's do each day's work for Jesus with eternity's values in view.
I promised you a visit with a 2.5-year-old today, so let me keep my promise right here and now. Let's take time for Company Corner. And today we're in Company Corner with a real tiny little girl. What is your name?
Grace.
Grace what?
Grace William Evan.
Oh, that's a big name for a little girl. How old are you, Grace?
2.5.
2.5. You're soon going to be 3. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I just have one sister.
What's her name?
Noah.
How old is she?
1.
Well, listen, Grace, I would like you to sing a song for me, all right?
Where he leads me, I will follow. I will walk with Jesus and he will. Where he leads me, I will follow. I will walk with Jesus and he will.
Have you remembered to send for Keys for Kids? If you haven't, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. Be sure to write and join the thousands of others who are using Keys for Kids. Let me share just a little bit of an excerpt from a letter that came not long ago. Thank you so much for giving yourselves to this ministry. Our children and ourselves have been so blessed by Keys for Kids. Our 7-year-old said a while ago, I used to hate evotions, but since we got Keys for Kids, I love evotions. Well, he and our other 3 have learned some very practical lessons. We all appreciate our time in the Word with the aid of Keys for Kids. And as God so often has it happen, many times the devotion has been square on an issue we are dealing with at the time. And you know something? We get that kind of report over and over again. And of course, every time we prepare a Keys for Kids devotion, we pray that it'll meet the need of some family or some boy or girl who's reading it. So be sure to write and ask for Keys for Kids. It is free for the asking. Help with printing and postage, oh sure, it's much appreciated. That is a help. But it's not necessary. I want you to have it. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Have you ever been disappointed by something a friend has promised and then not done, or even a parent? That's what our story is about. It's called Unpredictable Parents. One person who will never disappoint you is the Lord Jesus. Dawn sings our go-along with the story song, There's No Disappointment in Jesus. By the way, this song was written by the very first Children's Bible Hour pianist, Johnny Hallett.
There's no disappointment in Jesus. He's more than my tongue can tell. His love is so sure and so steadfast. His friendship divine will not fail. There's no disappointment in Jesus. Though sorrows may comforts with tender compassion. His love cheers my heart evermore. There's no disappointment in Jesus. He's all that he promised to be. His love and his care comfort me.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Deborah Lee, is entitled Unpredictable Parents.
Hello?
Hi, Bob. This is Craig. Hey, guess what? You'll never believe it.
You found another $5 bill on the sidewalk, right?
Nope. Even better. My parents finally said they would take me to visit the new wildlife zoo. I can hardly wait.
Wow, that's really great, Craig. Are you going this weekend then?
No, because Dad will have to work overtime on his big project, but we're going next weekend.
Oh. Well, that was the weekend we were planning to go fishing with my dad, remember?
Yeah. But this might be my only chance. You know what I mean? I'm sure we can go fishing some other time, can't we?
I suppose so.
Great. Well, I just had to tell you the good news. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
Well, troops, dinner may be a bit on the cold side tonight. The phone rang at just the wrong time. Hope you don't mind the not-so-hot pork chops. If they're too bad, we can heat them up in the microwave.
Anything will do for this hunger I'm feeling. Bob, would you pass the potatoes? Thank you, sir. Well, how was your day today, son?
Okay, I guess.
Just okay? Not even a little bit better than that?
Well, it was great until Craig called and told me he won't be coming on our fishing trip anymore.
Did something come up all of a sudden?
Yeah, his parents are going to take him to the new wildlife zoo.
Well, that'll be nice for him, especially since his parents are, well, they're always so busy.
I know, but we plan to go fishing first.
I understand how you feel, Bob, but I hope you'll try to be understanding. This is probably very special to Craig.
I know, but I'm just sort of disappointed.
Hey, Bob, do you remember the verse you memorized last week for Bible Club? How did it go?
You mean Romans 15, verse 5 and 7?
Yes, yes. Can you still say those verses?
May the God who gives you endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God.
Good job. And you know, this may be a good time to apply that verse. It's not wrong to be disappointed when it's for a good reason, but that's when you need to let God encourage you and help you to really accept Craig, no matter what.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll try, Dad. We'll have fun anyway.
Right.
Actually, it'll be kind of nice. Just you and me. But I can catch the biggest fish.
I don't know about that.
Hello?
Hello, Bob. This is Craig. What's new?
Not much. How about you? Getting excited about this weekend?
No. Well, that's why I called.
What's the matter?
We're not going anymore. Dad says he'll need that time to finish up some work on the project.
Oh, boy. That's rough. When did he tell you that?
Just last night, and I even had to bring it up. If I hadn't, he'd probably totally forgotten.
I don't think so. He'd have told you sooner or later.
I don't know. It's a real bummer. I was really looking forward to it.
Hey, listen. Dad and I are still planning to go fishing. Let's go back to our original plan, okay?
Hey, that's great. At least it's nice to think that you won't let me down, Bob.
Don't let it get to you, Craig. I'm sure there will be some other time when your dad isn't so busy.
That'll be the day.
Remember Romans 15, 5, and 7? The verse we learned in our Bible club?
I think so. Why?
Well, may the God who gives you endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God.
I guess you're saying I should accept my dad, even though I'm disappointed that he backed out of our trip.
You guessed it.
You're probably right. Well, I'll be seeing you and your dad this weekend, then.
You bet. I'll let you know the time and everything. Bye. Hi, Dad. You're late. I've been waiting for you to come home from work for at least an hour.
Whoa, not so fast. What's the big rush, Bob?
Craig called, and do you know what happened?
What?
His dad canceled out on him because he had too much work to do at the office.
So that means you want him to come fishing with us, right?
Right. Boy, am I glad we can still do our original plan.
Bob, I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid our plan can't take place like we wanted to either.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, at work this morning, I was told that our new area supervisor will be visiting us on Saturday. It's my responsibility to make sure he's shown around the plant.
Well, can't you make someone else show him around?
It's just too late to notify someone else and have them trained to do what I've already done so many times.
Then ask that supervisor if he can come on another day, not on our Saturday.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob. This assignment is very important. And son, I'd really like it if you could try to understand and accept this change of plans.
But I was really looking forward to going fishing with you so much. And after Craig's father let him down, I was even more excited about it.
I can understand that, and I'm very sorry about it all. But it's not too often that I cancel an outing with you. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. Well, if there's nothing else you can do about it, I guess we'll just have to wait for another weekend.
Listen, I'll make it up to you. I'll make it up to both you and Craig, okay?
Sure, Dad.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for enduring and accepting.
Craig, it can get so confusing sometimes. I just wish parents weren't so unpredictable.
That's funny, Bob. Just the other day, my mom said she wished us kids weren't so unpredictable. I guess that shows that parents are people too.
I know, but how are we supposed to be able to understand someone who is so much older and everything?
I don't know. Sometimes I can't even begin to understand why my parents do some of the things they do.
Same here. Doesn't that make you mad?
It sure does, but then I just try to remember.
Remember what?
That God gives me the endurance and encouragement and,
And gives you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus.
Oh yeah, that's how it goes. Accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you,
in order to bring praise to God.
That's so true. There is no friend like Jesus. Jesus never changes, and you can trust him. First of all, trust him as your Savior. If you've never done so, boys and girls, I urge you to invite the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and life and be your Savior. It's as simple as ABC. A, admit that you are a sinner and cannot save yourself. B, believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to save you from your sins. C, confess yourself as a sinner to the Lord. Tell him you're sorry for your sins. Invite him to come into your heart and life, and he will do just that. And then, of course, once you've trusted him as your Savior, you can trust him as your Lord. You can do what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 remind us to do. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. The Lord Jesus is predictable. Well, time's up for today's visit. Before we go, I want to remind you to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now.